I'm not sure I want to do that. Won't it make you feel pressured?
I don't think so. With you, I'm comfortable saying no. Or maybe sometimes yes and no. Leo gave her a helpless look.
What do you mean?
Sometimes I might be happy to touch you, but I might not always want to be touched that way in return.
Leo rolled over so they were side by side.
I admit that will be a little weird. I would feel like a selfish ass if I expected you to pleasure me without getting anything out of it.
Who says I'm not getting anything out of it? I'm in it for the intimacy, not the orgasm. But if you want to give me something in return, how about a nice massage or some cuddling? It could be part of foreplay for you and something to just enjoy for me.
She tilted her head.
Orgasm for you, cuddlegasm for me. Would that work for you?
Leo's eyes glazed over for a second at the mention of orgasm, making Holly laugh.
God, she's cute.
It was freeing to realize she didn't feel threatened by Leo's sexual desires at all.
It'll take some adjusting, but we'll make it work, Leo said.
It sounded like a vow. They hugged each other tightly in the middle of the bed. Holly pressed her face to the warm cotton covering Leo's shoulder, kissed the firm flesh beneath, and breathed in Leo's scent. Leo slid her hand beneath Holly's scrub shirt and caressed her back in long strokes. Holly melted against her. With Leo, she could relax and enjoy a caress like this fully, knowing it wouldn't be turned into anything else. She wanted this moment to last forever. But all too soon, a key jangled in the front door, and steps sounded in the hall downstairs.
Leontine? Holly?
Sharon's voice drifted up to them.
Can someone come help me with the groceries?
Leo groaned.
I'll go help.
She powered herself up on one arm, ready to climb off the bed. But Holly pulled her back for a moment.
Wait.
Instantly, Leo sank back against her.
What is it?
Unexpected tears burned in Holly's eyes.
I just want to tell you how much I love you and how much it means to me that we could have this conversation.
Leo's features softened. She framed Holly's face with both of her hands.
I love you too, and this conversation helped me as much as it did you.
Hand in hand, they crawled out of bed. As they descended the stairs, Leo leaned over and whispered,
Try not to look so ridiculously happy, or my mother will think we did the dirty.
After a few moments of trying to rein in her grin, Holly gave up. She stole a glance at Leo and nudged her with her elbow.
You're looking pretty happy yourself.
Leo laughed.
True. Let Mom think whatever she wants.
Leo opened the door to Johnny's Bar and Grill with one hand while keeping hold of Holly's hand with the other. But before she could step through, Holly pulled her to a stop by their joined hands.
You know they're going to tease us mercilessly if we walk in like this, right?
She nodded down at their hands.
I don't care.
Leo searched her face.
Do you?
Holly smiled.
No, I just wanted to make sure you know what you're in for.
Still standing in the open door, Leo leaned forward to kiss her before stepping inside.
Thanks.
Just like the first time she had met with her former classmates at the bar, a chorus of shouts erupted from the corner booth. This time, however, the commotion wasn't because of her. It was because of them. Travis wolf whistled as they walked in hand in hand.
I knew it! I told Jenny I gave it 4 weeks before the two of you started...
Jenny put her hand on his mouth, muffling the rest of his words, but Leo had a feeling it wouldn't have been something G-rated like dating.
Why are we friends with him again?
She whispered to Holly.
Because he's going to stop with the asshole comments right now and buy us a beer to apologize,
Holly answered, loud enough for everyone to hear.
Right, Travis?
With his mouth still covered by his wife's hand, Travis nodded. Leo stared at Holly for a moment, then a grin broke out on her face. She loved the way Holly didn't take shit from anyone. Everyone slid to the left on the horseshoe-shaped booth to make room for them, and they squeezed in next to Zack. Leo let her gaze drift over her former classmates. Finally, it came to rest on Chris, who sat at the other end of the booth and stared into his beer, a scowl on his face.
Oh, Christ.
She hoped he wouldn't start behaving like an ass, too, just because he had a crush the size of Missouri on Holly.
"Where's Ash?" Holly asked.
"She said she can't make it tonight,"
Zack said. She was probably still hurt or angry after Leo had told her off last week. Leo stood by what she had said, but maybe she could have said it a little more calmly. She hadn't realized how angry she was with Ash until that moment, not only for letting her think her teenage crush had gone unreturned, but also for treating Holly like her dirty little secret.
"But look who I talked into joining us."
Zack waved to someone who had just entered the bar. Leo slid her arm across the back of the booth as she turned, settling it around Holly's shoulders. Sasha walked toward them, her height drawing the attention of the people hanging out at the bar. She didn't seem to notice as she folded her frame into the booth next to Chris. Holly let out a playful gasp and pressed her hand to her chest.
"Be still, my heart! Sasha Peterson in a bar!"
"I'd go to plenty of bars if I didn't have to get up at 4 every day, unlike the rest of you slackers," Sasha said.
Everyone laughed. Leo realized that she'd never had that type of gentle ribbing between friends who knew each other well. The waitress came over, and they ordered a round of beer and chips and salsa for everyone to share. Just as Leo had taken the first sip of her Boulevard wheat, someone stepped up to their table. She looked up. It was a brunette who looked barely old enough to be in a bar.
"I hate to interrupt, but I was wondering if I could get an autograph?"
She held out a napkin. Automatically, Leo slid her pop star mask into place, a smile that was friendly but also slightly aloof. Holly tensed next to her and turned as if trying to block Leo from view. But before either of them could say anything, Chris leaned forward.
"Can't you see that she's having dinner with friends? There's a time and a place for autographs. This isn't it."
Leo stared at him. He was the last person she had expected to defend her. The young woman stammered an apology.
"If you're still here when I leave, I'll stop by on my way out and give you an autograph, okay?"
Leo said. With an eager nod, the brunette headed back to the bar. Leo held out her beer bottle.
"Thanks, Chris."
He clinked his bottle against hers without saying anything. After interruptions like this, it was usually impossible for Leo to relax and go back to being herself, but with Holly's warmth against her side and the conversation and jokes at the table continuing as if nothing had happened, she managed to slowly shed the layers until she was just Leo again. Finally, Sasha tucked a bill beneath her empty beer bottle.
"I'm out of here, guys."
"What, you turn into a pumpkin if you're not in bed by 10?
Travis asked.
"It was the coach that turned into a pumpkin, not Cinderella."
Sasha got up. Leo exchanged a glance with Holly, who nodded.
"We'll walk you home."
Towering over all of them, Sasha flashed a grin.
"It's just a few steps to my apartment above the bakery."
Leo shrugged and slid out of the booth anyway. She wanted some time alone with Holly before the evening ended. Travis laughed.
"Don't you get it, Sash? Walk you home is code for..."
Zack threw his coaster at him.
"Shut up, Travis."
"Night, guys."
They made their way to the door, with Leo stopping at the bar to sign an autograph for the young woman, who apparently had passed the time by drinking way too much. She let out a happy screech, threw her arms around Leo, and kissed her cheek. Leo withdrew as quickly as possible. As they stepped out onto the street, she peered over at Holly to see if she would get jealous.
"I think we need to get you a sign or a t-shirt or something," Holly said with an amused grin. "One that says no kissing."
"No kissing,"
Leo drawled, lowering her voice an octave.
"Are you sure about that?"
"Well, the fine print would say, unless you're Holly Drummond."
I like that fine print."
They stopped beneath a street lamp to share a kiss.
"Now I know what walk you home is code for."
Sasha laughed. Chapter 22. Content disclaimer. This chapter includes a sex scene. If you'd rather not listen to sexually explicit content, please skip ahead to chapter 23. With her finger hovering over the trackpad of her laptop, Holly glanced over at Leo to see if she was ready. When she caught her smoothing down an errant strand of hair, she giggled and gave her a loving nudge.
Stop preening. Meg is ace, too. She doesn't care how your hair looks.
What, are you saying aces can't appreciate nice-looking hair?
Oh, we can, but Meg really couldn't care less.
Leo shrugged.
I just want to make a good impression. I know she's one of your closest friends.
Holly wrapped one arm around her waist and kissed her.
Don't worry, she'll love you. Not half as much as I do, of course.
Leo stopped fussing with her hair and returned the kiss. The melody announcing an incoming Skype call interrupted them. Apparently, Meg didn't want to wait for them to call her. Maybe she was as nervous as Leo was. Holly clicked to accept the call. Meg's smiling face appeared on the laptop screen. When she saw herself in the little Skype window, she reached up to adjust her hair. Leo nudged Holly.
See, she whispered. She cares.
Yeah, yeah.
Holly nudged her back before turning her attention to the screen.
Hi, Meg.
Hi.
Meg waved energetically and then looked at something off screen.
Come on, Joe, they're here.
Joe dropped onto a seat next to her and pressed a mug into her hands.
Hi, she said in the direction of the webcam.
Leo, these are my friends Meg and Joe. Guys, this is Leo.
Holly leaned into Leo until their shoulders touched. Meg laughed.
I know, I've seen her on TV.
Oh.
Heat crept up Holly's neck. Most of the time she forgot that Leo was a celebrity. To her, she was just Leo.
Of course.
Thanks for the card and the autograph,
Meg said before the moment of silence could become awkward.
I really appreciated it.
The P.S. too?
Leo asked with a teasing grin.
Yeah, well, I'll forgive you for that.
Meg waved her hand like a queen pardoning a prisoner.
I hear falling in love can cloud your judgment.
The small window in the corner of the main screen showed Leo arching her eyebrows.
I didn't tell her that, Holly said quickly.
Meg snorted.
Oh, please, you're both head over heels. It's as obvious as the fact that Yen is way cooler than Triss. That's why I encouraged you to give it a chance.
You did?
Leo asked.
In that case, I forgive you for your lapse in good taste regarding Triss and Yen.
The two laughed, and Holly beamed along with them. Only now did she realize that she'd been a little nervous about this first meeting, too. She wanted her friends and Leo to like each other, and apparently they were off to a good start.
So how did the two of you meet, Holly?
Leo asked. Holly covered her face with both hands.
Oh, no, not that story.
Meg let out an evil chuckle.
Well, she asked for it, and far be it from me to deny her.
Wait, now I remember. Didn't you say you met on Tumblr?
Leo gave Holly a puzzled look.
How's that embarrassing?
I left a comment on one of her Tumblr posts, and it had a typo that caught Meg's attention.
And that of about a million people all over the internet,
Meg quipped with a grin. Leo's gaze flicked back and forth between Holly and the screen.
Must have been some typo. What was it?
Meg opened her eyes dramatically wide.
She called me aromatic.
It was that damn autocorrect, Holly grumbled. I typed in aromantic and it corrected it to aromatic.
Well, Joe said, speaking up for the first time, since I'm doing the laundry in this house, I can tell you that you weren't completely wrong about her being aromatic either, at least not when it comes to her socks. They are... Meg covered Joe's mouth with her hand.
Excuse us for a moment, I have to go beat up my partner here.
But instead, she merely tousled Joe's hair. When their call ended about 10 minutes later, Holly and Leo leaned back on the couch and grinned at each other.
That went well, Holly said.
Leo tilted her head.
You didn't think it would?
No, I thought they would like you. I mean, what's not to like, right?
She smiled.
Exactly.
They chuckled.
But you never know with Joe.
Holly swung her legs onto the couch and settled them on Leo's lap.
She's usually not a people person, but she warmed right up to you.
I like them, Leo said. Have you made many friends online?
A few.
Dana and I got to a point where things were so bad that I spent a lot of time online, asking other aces and their allosexual partners for advice. A sigh escaped her. Not that it saved our relationship. Needing the closeness, she sat up and slid forward, which put her nearly in Leo's lap. Leo pulled her more firmly onto her lap and held her securely. She played with the embroidered design on the back of Holly's jean shorts. Basically, she was almost caressing her butt, and Holly found that she didn't mind at all. In fact, it was nice, and so was the feeling of skin on skin, since they were both wearing shorts.
If you ever feel that things between us aren't going well, promise me that you'll talk to me instead of people on the internet, okay?
Leo said. I don't think we'll ever get to that point, but yeah, I promise. She ducked her head and rubbed her nose against Leo's, liking that for once she was the taller one. I'm not squishing you, am I?
Not at all. I like you here.
Leo nuzzled her face against Holly's throat and continued to speak with her lips close to her skin.
You know, I had no idea how complex relationships could be. Meeting you and your friends really opened my mind and made me see nuances that I wasn't aware of before.
Speechless, Holly looked down at her. No one had ever made her feel so good about herself. The urge to make Leo feel just as good thrummed through her veins.
Leo?
Her voice trembled a little, but it wasn't fear, only an overload of emotions.
Do you want to make love?
Leo went still beneath her.
Now?
Why not? I've got the day off tomorrow, and you told your mother you might sleep over at my place, didn't you?
Yeah, but I didn't have an ulterior motive when I said that. I just thought we might stay up late playing some games on the Xbox.
So you'd rather play video games?
Holly asked with a smile.
Hell no, I'd much rather make love to you. But if you want to stop at any time, just say the word. It would really be okay.
I know. This is what I want. Will you trust me?
Leo looked her in the eyes.
Yes.
Holly climbed off Leo's lap and held out her hand, palm up. When Leo reached for it, her fingers were shaking. Somehow it was soothing to know she wasn't the only one who was nervous. They held each other's hand tightly as Holly led her to the bedroom and pulled back the covers. She flicked on the lamp on the bedside table and turned off the overhead light, leaving a more intimate glow. For several moments, they stood next to the bed without moving, gazing deeply into each other's eyes. Where to start? It had been years since Holly had been with anyone, and back then she hadn't known herself and her needs very well, so her partners had always taken the lead. But with Leo, she wanted things to be different. She didn't want to have to lie back and think of England, as Leo had put it. Getting both of them naked might be a good first step.
Can I...
She pointed at Leo's t-shirt.
Whatever you want,
Leo answered. Holly stepped closer until she could sense Leo's body heat. Barely breathing, she tugged the t-shirt from the front of Leo's jean shorts. As she pulled it up, her fingers grazed the warm skin of Leo's belly. Leo's breath hitched, but she willingly lifted her arms and let Holly pull the shirt up over her head. The soft light of the lamp made her skin glow with a golden shimmer. Holly couldn't resist feathering her fingertips along her shoulder and down her arm until she could entwine their fingers. Leo lifted her hand to her mouth and kissed it.
Yours too?
In the past, Holly had always preferred undressing herself, needing that bit of control. But now she nodded. Leo's pulse beat visibly in her neck as she reached for the edge of Holly's shirt. She kept eye contact as she pulled it up, interrupting it only for the moment when she pulled the shirt over her head. Then her gaze was back on Holly's. The shirt fluttered to the floor. Leo traced her collarbone with a single finger and then touched her face.
Bras too?
Holly leaned her cheek into Leo's palm and nodded. When they reached around each other, their nearly bare torsos brushed. Leo sucked in an audible breath, and Holly shivered at the intimate feeling. Both fumbled a bit with the clasp of the other's bra. The cups of Leo's bra fell away first.
Hey,
Leo protested with a smile.
I'm supposed to be the one who's better at this.
Holly looked into her eyes.
You're not supposed to be anything. Not with me. No expectations, okay? Just you and me.
I'd like that very much,
Leo murmured. She touched her lips to Holly's in a gentle kiss. When the kiss ended and they moved back a little, Holly's bra, which had been trapped between their bodies, dropped to the floor too.
Shorts next?
Leo asked. Holly nodded. She couldn't resist sliding her hands over the soft skin of Leo's outer thighs as she helped her out of her jean shorts. Then it was her turn. Leo's fingers trembled a little as she opened the button on Holly's shorts. Slowly, looking into Holly's eyes, she slid down the zipper and then guided the shorts down her legs. Cool air flowed over Holly's nearly bare body as she stood in front of Leo in just her panties. Goosebumps broke out all over her skin. Leo's heated gaze roamed over her, lingering on her breasts and her hips.
Wow,
she murmured, and then swallowed audibly and lifted her gaze back to Holly's face.
You're beautiful.
Her voice was rough and tender at the same time.
Very beautiful.
Encouraged by those words, Holly slid her panties down her legs. Leo mumbled something that sounded like "God give me self-control," which made Holly blush and giggle. Leo's lips quirked up into an answering smile. Holly relaxed a little. It was good to see that they could laugh with each other and didn't need to be so serious. She reached out a hand and caressed Leo's panty-clad hip.
I want to see all of you, too.
Leo didn't hesitate to fulfill that wish. Within seconds, her panties fell to the floor. Holly couldn't help staring. She knew Leo was beautiful, but this... The low light of the lamp made her hair gleam like gold. Several strands cascaded down onto the smooth skin of her shoulders and brushed the upper slope of her small, firm breasts. Holly's gaze took in the flat planes of her belly and lingered on her long legs. There wasn't a doubt in her mind that she was looking at the most beautiful woman in the world, and more importantly, the woman she loved.
What do you feel when you look at me like this?
Leo asked. Her cheeks had flushed beneath Holly's gaze, and her voice had become even huskier.
It makes me want to touch you.
Not necessarily in a sexual way, but it could include that without making her feel uncomfortable.
You can do whatever you want to.
Slowly, Leo framed Holly's face with her hands, brought their mouths together, and kissed her. Just a tender contact, with only her fingers and lips touching Holly. With a sigh, Holly sank into the kiss. She slid her fingers into Leo's hair and pulled her closer, until their bodies touched all along their lengths. The feeling of Leo's bare skin against her own was so intimate that it made her head spin. Leo moaned into her mouth and deepened the kiss. Heat radiated off her skin. Finally, she broke the kiss with a gasp and looked into Holly's eyes. Without breaking eye contact, she guided her onto the bed and slid onto the mattress next to her.
Would you be comfortable lying on your belly, even if you can't see what I'm doing?
What?
That was the last thing Holly had expected.
I mean, yes, I would be comfortable doing that, but...
Then roll over,
Leo whispered. She smiled and cradled Holly's cheek in her warm palm.
Orgasm for me, cuddlegasm for you. That's what you said would work for you, right?
Raw emotions burned in the back of Holly's throat. It meant the world to her that Leo put her needs over whatever she herself might want. Too choked up to speak, she rolled over onto her belly. Leo cuddled against her side, one breast warm against Holly's arm.
"Mmm, you feel good,"
she whispered into Holly's ear. Her warm breath made goosebumps rise all over Holly's body again. Leo supported herself on one elbow next to her and trailed her fingertips along Holly's back. She drew tiny circles around each ridge of her spine, one by one. The calluses on her fingers tickled a little, making the corners of Holly's lips twitch up into a smile. Leo took her time, mapping every inch of Holly's back with her hands. She swirled her fingertips around the contours of Holly's shoulder blades before moving lower. Her fingers followed the arc of Holly's ribs, but each caress stopped short of the outer edges of her breasts.
"Is this okay?"
Leo asked.
"Very okay."
Holly sighed in contentment. Her eyes fluttered shut. Leo's caresses trailed down her body and lingered in the dip of her waist.
"The curve of your hips is so beautiful."
Leo slid her fingertips down Holly's sensitive side and then over one hip in a whisper-like touch.
"Makes me wish I was a painter, not a singer."
Holly nearly melted under Leo's touch and her honest admiration. On the small of her back, Leo paused and began a gentle massage before trailing her hand down over Holly's butt and down her leg until she reached her calves. She kneaded each one tenderly and then started to slide her fingers back up Holly's leg. Trusting Leo not to dip toward the inside of her thigh, Holly relaxed beneath her touch. Leo made several languid sweeps of her body, from her shoulders to her ankles, until Holly felt heavy with pleasure, yet strangely light at the same time. When Leo retraced her route up her back again, Holly pressed her forehead into the pillow to expose her neck. Leo chuckled.
"Are you trying to tell me something?"
"Wouldn't want you to forget the best places,"
Holly murmured into the pillow.
"Best places, hmm?"
Leo's voice was laced with amusement and affection. She slid her fingers up along either side of Holly's spine, half massaging, half caressing. When she reached her neck, she gentled her touch. Her short nails rasped over Holly's skin and teased the tiny hairs on her neck. Soft strands of hair fanned over Holly's shoulder blades, tickling her skin as Leo leaned over her and ducked down her head. Her bare breasts brushed Holly's back, making her shiver. Then Leo's warm lips pressed a kiss to the nape of her neck. A moan escaped Holly.
"You like this?"
Leo whispered, her breath warm on Holly's ear.
Yes.
It was the most sensual experience of her life, and she could enjoy it for what it was.
"Good. I like it too. Very."
She kissed behind Holly's right ear.
"Very."
And then the left.
"Much."
She feathered a string of kisses all over her neck.
"Did you cuddlegasm yet? Or is it caressgasm in this case?"
Holly smiled into her pillow and then turned her head a little so she could answer.
"I've had neither."
She didn't want this wonderful experience to end.
"I've got lots and lots of stamina, you know."
The sound of Leo's laughter flowed over her.
"Lucky for you, I do too."
She shifted a little and swung one leg to the other side of Holly's body so she was straddling her, her weight on her knees, not on Holly.
"This okay?"
"Yes,"
Holly whispered. Leo sat up a little more. The curly hair at the apex of her thighs tickled Holly's butt, but Leo didn't try to rub her center against her. Instead, she focused fully on Holly's pleasure. Using both hands, she followed the lines of Holly's shoulders with her fingertips, out to her upper arms, and then traced along the sensitive inside of her forearms until she found Holly's hands, which were lying palm down beneath the pillow. She entwined their fingers and gently lifted Holly's arms to the sides, her own arms parallel to Holly's and her breasts pressed against her back. Leo's lips trailed tender kisses along the side of her neck. Their position left Holly completely vulnerable, and it surprised her how much she enjoyed it. A sound of approval hummed from her throat. It felt like being covered by Leo's love. She tilted her head a little more to give Leo unlimited access to her neck. Leo smiled against her skin and placed a string of gentle nibbles and kisses down her neck. She nuzzled a sensitive spot below Holly's ear. Then her weight disappeared from Holly's back.
"Turn over," she whispered.
Holly did, so they were lying side by side. Their gazes connected, and then their lips brushed. They separated for a moment before meeting again in a firmer, more passionate contact. Finally able to touch, Holly wrapped her arms around Leo and trailed her hands over the smooth planes of her back. Leo moaned into the kiss, and a fine tremor ran through her body, reminding Holly that this wasn't just pure sensual bliss for her partner. Gently, she guided Leo onto her back and started her own explorations. Leo lay still, her fingers splayed wide against the mattress, as if she needed to brace herself for what was to come. Holly caressed Leo's flushed cheek.
"Don't hold back, okay? I want you to enjoy this, so stop worrying about me and just feel."
Leo swallowed and nodded. Alternately using the back of her hand and her fingertips, Holly stroked the long arms that always held her so tenderly. When she reached the bend of her elbow, she slid down in bed and added her lips to the exploration. The skin on the inside of Leo's forearm was a shade or two lighter than the outside. It shone like alabaster in the light of the lamp on the bedside table. She guided one of Leo's hands up so she could kiss the open palm, and then nibbled on her index finger. A long, breathy moan escaped Leo. That was sexual for her? Interesting. To test her new discovery, she slid the tip of Leo's middle finger into her mouth and tasted her salty skin. Another moan, and the pulse in Leo's wrist throbbed beneath Holly's fingers. Leo stared up at her. The green of her eyes formed thin rings around her enlarged pupils.
"Wow."
Holly had been a little afraid that seeing Leo in the throes of passion would make her feel disconnected from her, because she was getting into a zone where Holly had no way of following. Usually, this was the point when things started to feel surreal for her, as if she was watching someone else while the analytical part of her brain tried to figure out what she should do next. But now she found that she was mostly fascinated by how easily Leo responded to her touches. She tried to stay in the moment and focus on emotions, not merely motions. She moved back a little and skimmed her lips over the elegant arc of Leo's collarbone, then kissed the hollow at the base of her throat. Leo encouraged her with little gasps, moans, and hums. Goosebumps rose beneath Holly's lips as she trailed them up Leo's neck, and Holly made a game out of trying to kiss them away. In between kisses, she lifted her head and glanced at Leo's flushed face to see how she reacted to each touch. Leo seemed to struggle to keep her eyes open. Holly pressed her lips to the warm spot below Leo's ear, where she caught faint traces of Leo's perfume. She inhaled deeply, enjoying the scent and the heat of her skin. Leo's pulse thudded beneath her mouth as Holly trailed careful little nibbles down the other side of her neck. A light sheen of perspiration made the valley between her breasts feel like silk beneath her fingertips. Holly idly ran her fingers back and forth.
Nice.
She could have done this forever, but she knew this was foreplay for Leo, not the main course, so she tilted her head down and nuzzled her cheek against Leo's breast.
So warm and soft.
Leo's chest quickly rose and fell beneath her, and both of her hands took a firm grip on the sheets. For Holly, stroking Leo's shoulder was as pleasing as stroking her breast, but for Leo, there was definitely a difference.
"Let's see."
She watched Leo's face as she experimentally smoothed her thumb over one of her nipples.
It instantly hardened beneath her touch. A low, hungry sound escaped Leo.
Can you...
Her voice cracked.
Do you want to do that again?
The reactions she could cause in her partner were amazing. She smiled.
Of course. Or do you want me to kiss it?
Yes, either. Both.
Holly cradled one breast in her hand and placed slow kisses all around its slope, then closer to its center. Gently, she tasted it, fascinated by the contrast between the satiny soft skin and the hard nipple. What would Leo do if she sucked it a little? She got the answer to her question when Leo arched up against her and let go of the sheet with one hand to bury her fingers in Holly's hair and hold her to her breast. Holly smiled around the nipple in her mouth. Now that she had found out what Leo liked, she tried more of the same to find the best way to bring Leo pleasure. Tiny tremors ran through Leo as Holly flicked her tongue over the nipple. Her hips shifted against Holly's, and her fingers played restlessly with her hair. She didn't try to urge her on, though, but let her explore at her own pace. Holly spent a long time loving one breast before switching to the other. In between kisses and licks, she glanced up at Leo's face. Each time, Leo looked back at her through heavy-lidded eyes, her cheeks flushed and her lips slightly parted. Finally, she let go of Holly's hair and dropped her hand back to the mattress like a wrestler tapping the mat to signal surrender.
Please.
She panted out the single word. The flush on her cheeks had spread to her entire body, and need simmered in her eyes. Holly pressed a kiss to her lips and then slid her hand over Leo's tense belly, down to the inside of her thigh. How soft the skin there was. For a moment, she forgot what she'd been about to do until Leo moaned out another please. The helpless need in her voice made a wave of protectiveness crest over Holly. She slipped her hand between Leo's thighs and started to stroke her. At first, it was a little awkward. That familiar, disconnected feeling threatened to rise. But then she looked up and saw the open, vulnerable expression and the look of pleasure on Leo's face. She had put that there just by touching her this way. It amazed her and made her feel good about what she was doing. Leo rolled her head back and forth on the pillow.
So good.
Yeah?
Leo nodded frantically, as if now beyond speech. A groan tore from her chest. She let go of the sheets and gripped Holly's hips with both hands, arching up toward her. Fascinated by how out of control Leo was getting, Holly matched her rhythm.
Holly!
Leo slid her fingers up, dug them into Holly's shoulders and pulled her down, guiding their mouths together in a deep kiss. Everything was moving a little fast for Holly now. She couldn't keep up. But it didn't matter, since Leo set the pace for both of them. After only a few seconds, Leo tore her mouth away and surged upward, clutching Holly to her. Holly's breath caught at how beautiful Leo looked as she strained against her. Her head was thrown back in abandon, the muscles in her neck corded. She choked out Holly's name before stiffening against her. Then she collapsed back onto the bed with a ragged gasp.
Holly,
she murmured.
God, Holly.
She looked all flushed and soft, as if her limbs were too heavy to move even an inch, and all Holly wanted to do was to hold her close. So she did. She curled against Leo's side and rained down tender kisses on her closed eyelids and her flushed cheeks before settling her head on her sweat-dampened chest. Leo's heart drummed a fast beat beneath her ear. God, she loved seeing her so satisfied. Loved knowing that she could do this for her. Seeing Leo come had been fascinating too, but this, holding her afterward, was simply amazing.
My limbs seem to have turned into overcooked spaghetti,
Leo murmured.
But I'll be as good as new in a minute, so if you want...
Holly kissed her.
No, not today. This was perfect for me.
Mm-hmm. For me, too.
Leo lifted her head and kissed her, reconnecting. Holly hummed into the kiss. When it ended, Leo searched her face.
Was it really okay for you?
Holly brushed damp strands of hair out of Leo's eyes.
More than okay. What you did for me. No one has ever made love to me that way. Even if it didn't end with me having an orgasm, that's what it was for me. Lovemaking.
I know. It felt wonderful to touch you like that.
Leo gave her a dreamy smile.
But what about the rest?
She reached for the hand that Holly had used to touch her, lifted it to her mouth, and kissed it.
Was that okay, too?
Yes,
Holly answered without hesitation.
You looked so beautiful that I nearly forgot what I was doing.
Leo laughed, her voice still raspy.
Oh, yeah, I could tell when you suddenly explored my inner thigh in great detail.
Holly blushed all the way down to her toes. Since she was naked, they could both see it.
Your skin is very soft there,
she said in her defense, and trailed her fingers over that soft spot. Leo sucked in a breath and covered Holly's hand on her thigh with her own, stilling it.
Unless you're up for a second round, you better find another soft spot to caress.
Oh.
Holly smiled sheepishly and moved her hand to Leo's belly.
Better?
Perfect.
She wrapped both arms around Holly and held her close. Slowly, her breathing returned to normal, and her heartbeat beneath Holly's ear slowed to a steadier pace. Holly snagged the covers that had slid to the bottom of the bed with her toes and dragged them up until she could reach them with her hand. Leo laughed at her acrobatics.
What are you doing?
Covering us.
She pulled the covers up over their cooling bodies.
Holly?
Leo's voice was already drowsy, as if she was beginning to fall asleep.
I love you.
Leo's lashes fluttered closed, and her breathing turned into the slow rhythm of sleep. Smiling, Holly reached past her and flicked off the light before settling back against Leo's side, one arm and one leg hooked around her.
I love you too,
she whispered into the darkness. It was wonderful to lie here and hold Leo close without feeling the resentment or the loneliness that usually followed sexual encounters for her. She knew there might be days when things didn't go as well and their needs would be just too different. But no matter what, she trusted that they would always find ways to compromise and make each other feel loved in some way. With a butterfly kiss to Leo's shoulder, she closed her eyes and followed her into the realm of dreams. Chapter 23. Leo slowly drifted into wakefulness. The first thing she became aware of was the warm body pressed to hers from behind. Holly's knees were tucked behind hers, her groin snugly fitted to Leo's bottom, and her naked breasts pressed against Leo's back. One foot rested between Leo's ankles, and her arm was draped around her waist. Once, when Leo had awakened during the night, they had been in the exact same position, as if they had slept like that all night. She lay still and listened to Holly's even breaths, enjoying their closeness and the feel of Holly's bare skin against hers. Flashes of last night replayed through her mind, Holly bending down to kiss her breast, her breathy moan when Leo had kissed the nape of her neck, the look of wonder on her face as she brought Leo pleasure.
God, what a night.
She couldn't stop smiling. Not because she'd had great sex, okay, not just because she'd had great sex, but because they had managed to make it a good experience for them both. Holly murmured something incomprehensible in her sleep. Leo thought it might have been her name. She couldn't resist rolling over to watch her sleep, careful not to dislodge Holly's arm around her in the process. Streaks of morning sunlight bathed Holly's face in a golden hue, and glinted off her auburn hair, which was tousled from the many times Leo had run her hands through it last night. One hand rested beneath her chin, and her face was relaxed in deep slumber. The sheet had slipped down to her waist sometime during the night, and now Leo drank in the curves of her body and the glow of her skin. As if sensing her attention, Holly mumbled something and tightened her hold on Leo. With a hum, Leo cuddled closer and kept watching her face from just inches away. Finally, Holly blinked open her eyes. A smile curled her lips as their gazes connected. Without saying anything, she trailed her fingers along Leo's jaw into the corner of her mouth. Her fingertips rested there as she bridged the few inches of space between them and kissed her, caressing Leo's lips with her own.
"Good morning,"
she whispered when the kiss ended. She yawned and stretched like a lazy cat. Her soft skin brushed along Leo's in a sensual slide. Leo struggled to backbite a moan. Her good morning came out much raspier than intended.
"Get a grip."
She'd woken up next to Holly several times by now, but never naked. Never after a night of lovemaking.
"Is this okay?"
She nodded down at their entwined bodies.
"The naked cuddling, I mean."
"Very okay."
Holly splayed her fingers across Leo's back as if soaking up the feeling of her skin and let out a contented sigh.
"I could stay like this all day."
Very aware of the leg between her own, Leo cuddled closer.
"Me too. Anything else you'd like to do today?"
She ran a finger up Holly's side, enjoying the goosebumps that rose beneath her touch.
"Maybe something a little more..."
Her voice dropped a register.
"Active."
"How about some Xbox?"
Leo paused with her finger near the edge of Holly's breast and stared at her.
"Xbox?"
she echoed. Her eyes half closed and a peaceful expression on her face, Holly nodded.
"Meg sent me a game that I think you might like."
With Holly's naked body pressed against hers, she could barely think of anything but how amazing last night had been.
"Yeah, it was amazing, but it didn't change who Holly is. She's still Ace."
A surge of love tightened Leo's throat.
"My Ace."
"But if you're not in the mood," Holly added.
Leo burst out laughing. Holly opened her eyes more fully and gave her a puzzled look.
"What's so funny about video games?"
"Nothing." Leo trailed her fingers through Holly's tousled hair.
"Just thinking about how much I love you."
Holly went still against her, and a slow smile brought out her dimples.
"I love you too."
She kissed her tenderly. Then her smile turned into a challenging grin.
"But that doesn't explain why you were laughing."
She dug her fingers into Leo's bare side, tickling her.
"Tell me."
They laughed and wrestled playfully. The sheet tightened around their calves, chaining them to each other. Leo squirmed and half-heartedly tried to get away.
"Sex!" she cried out breathlessly. "Sex and video games!"
Holly stopped. The tickling turned into absent-minded caresses.
"Huh?"
"That's what made me laugh, the way our brains are wired. You were thinking about video games, and I was thinking about making love."
"Oh."
Holly blinked once. Then she slapped her own forehead and laughed, too. Finally, she sobered, placed one palm along Leo's face, and looked into her eyes.
"Well, if you want to, we can..."
Leo interrupted her with a soft kiss.
"I appreciate the offer."
She kissed her again, this time a little more deeply, just enough to show her that she was still desired.
"But I'll need my energy to kick your ass at Xbox."
They looked into each other's eyes, and a silent understanding passed between them.
"Later," Holly said, her voice a little hoarse. "First,
I need more cuddle time.
With twin sighs, they settled back into each other's arms. Leo's eyes drifted closed.
Sex and video games,
she thought with a smile. It would make for a cool song title. A week later, Leo leaned back on the couch and playfully wiggled her toes against Holly's thighs as she tried another chord progression for the chorus she was working on. Without looking up from her novel, Holly started a one-handed foot massage that had Leo sigh in contentment and put down her guitar to enjoy it more fully. Holly looked up.
Hey, why did you stop playing? That song was starting to sound really nice.
She hummed the chorus in the adorably off-key way that always made Leo smile.
I love you.
Saying those three words had never come easily to Leo, and she wasn't using them lightly now, either. But with Holly, she found herself thinking it, and saying it, at the most surprising times. A glow from within lit up Holly's face, transforming her features from cute to breathtaking. Her gaze went soft.
I love you too.
She tugged on Leo's big toe, and the tender smile grew into a teasing grin.
Even if there's a hole in your sock.
Leo craned her neck to see it.
There is?
Mm-hmm.
Holly tickled the bit of skin peeking out through the hole. Leo's foot twitched.
Yeah, well, musical geniuses work better with some ventilation.
Oh, yeah?
Holly tickled a path up Leo's leg and found the sensitive spot behind her knee. Leo giggled and squirmed, but didn't withdraw. It was so wonderful to see how comfortable Holly had become with these little playful touches.
Why are you even wearing socks in the middle of summer?
Holly asked.
You'd think you were the one with the ugly crooked toes.
Hey, I love your crooked toes.
They looked at each other, knowing Leo was talking about much more than Holly's toes. The ringing of a phone from the kitchen interrupted the moment.
Leontine?
Her mother called from the same direction.
That's yours. It's your manager calling. Again.
On a Sunday? Holly muttered. Doesn't he keep normal office hours? I'm beginning to really dislike that man. Just as Leo was about to get up from her comfy spot next to Holly, her mother entered the living room and held out the ringing phone to her.
Me too, she said to Holly. He'd do anything to get Leontine back to New York. Sometimes I wonder if he was the one who told the paparazzi where to find her.
Leo's stomach churned. Saul wouldn't do that. Would he? In the past, she never would have doubted him, but now she no longer had that kind of trust.
Yeah, and that should tell you it's time for a change.
I wouldn't put it past him, Holly muttered. At the mention of Leo returning to New York, her face had gone carefully blank. By now, Leo knew that look. Holly put it on whenever she didn't want to broadcast her feelings. It was probably something she had learned as a nurse. She put a hand on Holly's knee and rubbed gently.
Don't worry. I think this time he's calling because of something else.
But she knew Holly would continue to worry. She did, too, whenever she thought about her inevitable return to New York. At some point, she wouldn't be able to postpone it anymore. But that day wouldn't be today. She let the call go to voicemail, even though she was eager to find out what Saul thought of the two songs she had recorded on her laptop and then sent to him.
You could have taken the call, Holly said. I have to get going anyway. I'm running low on clean clothes because I spent all week playing video games with a certain someone, so I need to do some laundry before we meet for dinner at Mom's.
They grinned at each other. Then Leo shook her head and said,
Nah, that's fine. I'll call him back later.
Holly got up from the couch and bent to kiss Leo goodbye.
You can kiss me any time,
Leo said before their lips were about to meet.
But just to let you know, I fully intend to walk you to your car.
Holly smiled and kissed her anyway. It had been a nice surprise how comfortable she was with public displays of affection. When they pulled apart, Holly hugged Leo's mom goodbye.
You're coming to dinner too, right?
Well, if you're sure that the two of you wouldn't rather be alone.
Alone?
Holly laughed.
My mom, my brothers, their wives, and their four kids will be there. Maybe a cousin or two, or one of my brother's friends, too. My mom will be glad to have someone her age to help her reign over the chaos.
Leo's mother smiled.
Then I'll gladly come. Tell Beth I'll bring an apple pie. Will do,
Holly said.
Thank you.
Leo took her hand and walked her to the Jeep. Holly unlocked it and opened the driver's side door, but didn't get in immediately. Instead, they stood facing each other, their fingers tightly entangled. Every time they separated, even if just for a few hours, Leo was more reluctant to let her go. They really had to figure out what to do about the future, because one thing Leo knew for sure. Whatever happened in her life, she wanted to share it with Holly. One of their neighbors walked past and waved to them.
Hi, Holly. Morning, Leontine. How's your mom?
How amazing. If someone recognized her on the street in New York, they usually started jumping up and down, screaming hysterically, or they rooted around for a piece of paper for her to sign. She sometimes encountered fans here in Fair Oaks, too, but most of the people in town didn't make a big deal of her presence.
She's hanging in there, keeping busy making apple pies, Leo answered.
We'll start harvesting our Jonagold next week. I'll have Jack bring her a basket. They're great for pies.
The neighbor waved again and walked on. Holly smiled.
You're still not used to it, are you?
Hmm? Leo turned her gaze from where she had stared after the neighbor.
You're used to people going gaga over your very presence. Do you miss it?
Holly asked softly. Leo didn't have to think about it.
Not at all. As a teenager, I used to daydream about being famous, the fans going crazy when I climb out of my limousine in some fancy designer dress or something.
She gave a self-deprecating smile.
That's so not you, Holly said.
No, it isn't, but I didn't know that back then.
Well.
Holly lifted up on her tiptoes and gave her another sweet kiss.
You won't need a designer dress to have dinner with my family, but putting on a different pair of socks before you come over might be a good idea, musical genius.
Chuckling, Leo watched her climb behind the wheel of the Jeep. Neither let go of the other's hand. They smiled at each other for several seconds. Then their hands slid apart, and Holly closed the driver's side door. Leo stood in the driveway and waved until the Jeep disappeared down the street.
So, dinner with your in-laws, her mother said when Leo returned to the living room. Are you nervous?
It hadn't occurred to Leo that she had reason to be, but now that her mother said it, something started to flutter in her stomach.
Do you think I should be? It's no big deal, right? Holly's had dinner with us dozens of times.
Well, that's hardly the same. Holly had dinner with your father and me several times a week before you came home. But Beth hasn't had much of a chance to get to know the woman who's in love with her daughter.
Well, Beth has known me since I was knee-high to a grasshopper.
She knew you back then when you were a little girl and then a teenager, but she doesn't know the woman you've become. It would only be natural if she was a bit skeptical. What woman would like her daughter to date a rock star?
Pop star,
Leo mumbled.
You know what I mean. If I were her, I'd want to know what your intentions are.
Leo gulped and plopped down onto the couch. That sounded as if she might be in for a maternal interrogation.
Gee, thanks, Mom. Now I am nervous.
Her mother laughed.
I'm sure it'll be a lovely dinner.
The cell phone rang again, and Saul's name flashed across the display.
I'll get started on that apple pie.
Her mother left the living room. Once she was alone, Leo accepted the call and skipped the usual pleasantries.
What did you think? I assume you mean the songs you sent me?
Yes, what else? Come on, Saul, don't make me wait. She bounced on the couch once.
What did you think?
He cleared his throat.
They're good.
Really? She sank against the back of the sofa. Somehow she had expected him to talk her out of trying something new, or rather, into returning to her old style, no matter how good the songs might be.
Yeah, I mean, technically. But, Jenna, they're not what we're looking for.
She should have known there was a but involved. Leo gritted her teeth.
We? Well, the label. They want something flashier. To hell with what they want. What about what I want? What do you want?
He sounded as if he was just humoring her. Leo struggled not to raise her voice.
I want to let my music speak for itself.
No more high-tech shows, costumes that barely cover a thing, or music videos that would make a sex worker blush.
Jenna, please! You know that's not enough nowadays, especially not with the younger crowd. Good voices are a dime a dozen.